What's new in Kentucky tourism?
It will come as a surprise to no one that bourbon is a very hot ticket in the Kentucky tourism world right now. So we are promoting the bourbon phenomenon in every way that we can, and are so pleased. So many of the distilleries in Kentucky have gotten into the tourism business in a major kind of way. Food is has always been an important part of the travel experience, but Kentucky, as well as many other states and destinations, are really trying to put their culinary heritage on display for potential visitors and to make that accessible. History is still a very important visitor attractor for Kentucky. It has been for a very long time. More and more of the visitors who are coming to Kentucky are interested in African-American heritage and history, Native American heritage and history.
Bourbon is an organic thing, an authentic thing, and so is food. And as you were ticking those off, bourbon, food, history, the one word that really resonated in my mind was authenticity. Is that a watchword in tourism to kind of adhere to what is authentic about a place?
Without question. Authenticity is exactly what visitors are looking for. The contrived, artificial attraction just does not necessarily serve the tourism market long term. I know when I travel to a place that I've not been to before, I'm extremely interested in what the local customs are. How do they live? What do they eat? What are the foods that are popular here? Why are they popular? And so visitors who come to Kentucky want to have that same experience.
Tell us about Trail Town certification. And what does a town have to do to become certified? How do they benefit from being certified?
In order to earn the Trail Town designation, a community has to go through a fairly rigorous self-examination. They have to, number one, they have to pull together all segments of the community. They have to pull together the local government. They have to pull together the tourism interests. They have to pull together the local arts organizations. They need their local hoteliers, their local attractions. The whole community really needs to come in, and we give them a protocol, a checklist, if you will. Here are the things that you have to prove that you have in place. And the far-reaching impact of that is the trails that that run through that county or surround that community need to connect the community to the trails so that as people come in and take advantage of the trail, it could be a hiking trail, it could be a horseback riding trail, it could be a bike trail, or it could be a multi-use trails network. Those trails need to bring the people into the town, and then the people who find themselves in that community then partake in the other tourism activities that are there. So it basically is a pulling together an inventory of all the assets of a community, making sure that they're all working together and that the trails connect to those resources so people can enjoy them.
Any examples of this so far? Is it just concept or is it actually in practice?
No, it's in practice. Livingston, which is a small community in Rockcastle County, is our most recent trail town. And when you go into Livingston, you get a great welcome before you ever get out of the car because you can tell that that community is ready to welcome visitors. It's clean. There are welcoming banners, hanging on the light post as you come into town. The visitor center is the old school right in the middle of town, and the trailhead is right across the street from the visitor center.